But right now, we know that things have been on hold right across the region, right across the country, and that includes charity and volunteer work, which comes at a time when a lot of people really need it most. The Wangaratta Care Van, which delivers food to people in need, has been out of action since March, but they're hoping that the van will be emerging from hibernation and ready to serve the community again, perhaps as early as next week. Trudy Cornish is the Marketing and Media Coordinator at Wangaratta Care Van. Hi, Trudy.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well, thank you. Gosh, out of action since March. It's a long time.
It's been a very long time, yes. Very affected a lot of people and us as well, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were shut down.
So what have you been doing, or how have you been trying to help the community that do rely on the care van in the meantime?
Reaching out to other avenues, putting people in contact with other avenues that, like, we couldn't go and actually serve our three nights a week. And so there are some other places like the Salves and that, where people could go and get food during the day, things like that. It was the only thing we could do at the time.
Gosh. And you mentioned that, you know, you were out three nights a week. How many meals would you be providing?
Actually, our AGM's this Thursday, so this year I don't have the totals, but roughly from last year's average, about 140 a month. There was over 1,000 food containers cooked.
Gosh, it's really significant, isn't it?
Yes, and sadly, because of Corona, we actually have had to throw out all the food in our freezers and start from scratch.
Gosh. So
that's a big undertaking to get ready for Tuesday.
Yeah, so Tuesday's the day when you're back in action?
The 10th, yes, yep. The 10th of November and Wednesday. Normally we would do three nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But we're just doing Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 till 7 p.m., starting on the 10th, yes.
And where do you set up, Trudy?
We're going to our Apex Park venue, which is on the main road into Wangaratta. The other venue is sort of out of the way. This one is very open and people can see us from the main road, which is fantastic. It's the park on the right as you come into Wangaratta under the big covering, whatever they're called, pergola thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called. So that's where we'll be set up on those nights. And it's only takeaway at the moment, just with still the social distancing and everything. We've actually got the meals are in individual containers, takeaway containers, and we'll heat those up if people require, or they can just take them home and heat them up. It's up to them. Yeah. But we're not having any sit down at the moment, which is what we would normally do, is have people sit down.
Yeah. Yeah. And eat there. Trudy, do you imagine, I mean, I know it's hard to tell, but when you do actually start up again on Tuesday, do you think there'll be even more demand than before this pandemic?
I think so. We've had a lot of inquiries on our Facebook page from the people that are regulars, and also just people who have now become either homeless or their circumstances have changed and they're in need. It's not only, we don't just feed homeless people, it's anybody that is in need of a meal is very welcome. And of course with the pandemic, people's circumstances have changed, and a lot of people, even some of our volunteers who, you know, they had the time and they had some sort of income and now they may not have and can't even volunteer. So people's lives have really changed and circumstances have changed, and if there's a need there, come on down.
Yeah. And you mentioned that, you know, usually you'd be in a situation where people would be sitting down, and I guess that's something that you'd be keen to get back to, because perhaps, you know, that sort of social interaction for